My name is Mary Gagnon. I'm an artist out of Dearborn. I'm a Dearborn native, and I still reside here. So.
Awesome. And so what made you interested in being a part of this production?
Well, first, I was really captivated by the idea of the title, Undesirable Elements. I really thought that was very insightful. I think to a lot of the experiences I've had growing up here and my life in Dearborn, and I really wanted the opportunity to show maybe a different side to being Middle Eastern and being from Dearborn that you really don't get to see in the media very often. I think me specifically, I'm not necessarily like what would strike you as being Middle Eastern or being from Dearborn. So a lot of times I get people who are shocked, like, oh, they didn't know, or like, so I thought that this project was something that really spoke to me, just wanting to tell my story, and it's a really powerful project, so.
Great, and tell us a little bit about your background and your story.
Sure, so I grew up in Dearborn. I went to Dearborn Public Schools. I attended Fortson High School. And then after that, I went to the University of Detroit Mercy, where I studied education, a secondary education. And I am also a fine artist. I kind of got the beginning of my art career was in like a lot of mural work and graffiti. And then after having my son, I really just kind of shifted over to doing a lot of studio work. Right now, that's kind of where I'm at. I teach a fine arts program for preschoolers called Doodlebugs. And that's basically it.
Awesome. And what about your family? Tell me a little bit more about your family's background and their history.
Sure. I'm Lebanese. I'm a first generation Lebanese American. My parents are from Bint Ishbel, which is a small village in the south of Lebanon. My dad was a tailor. He had a tailor shop on East Warren in Dearborn, like the Warren and Schaefer intersection right there next to Yasmin Bakery, where he had his shop for my entire life. And he was a poet and an author. And so I think I grew up in a very art-inspired environment. That's probably where I get my passion from. I had 8 siblings. I'm second youngest. And my mom was very traditional, stay-at-home homemaker. And right now I'm married, and I have a 3-year-old son named Julian.
Awesome. So tell me a little bit about, you know, what community in Dearborn do you identify as being a part of?
Sure. So I am from the East End. So I feel like the East End has a lot of roots and a long history of being, or a long history in my lifetime, because I know that's not the case before I was born, but for my lifetime, it's been a very rich Arab American community. Lots of different Middle Eastern backgrounds. There's lots of Iraqi people and Yemeni people, lots of Lebanese people.
Great. And, you know, why do you think you were chosen to be a part of this cast?
Well, I think that my story is rather interesting. There's been a lot of adversity and a lot of triumph, and there has been a lot of maybe disenfranchisement in the earlier parts of my life, and feeling maybe like I didn't have the support as an artist, or I didn't have a lot of these things that are not very traditional for a Middle Eastern woman to be pursuing. And so I think they maybe just found that my story was interesting, and yeah, I really appreciate the opportunity. I'm sure they received lots of submissions, and I'm really grateful to be a part of this really amazing cast.
And tell me a little bit about your experience thus far. So I know it's still kind of the beginning.
Yes.
So how's it going so far?
even though we are right at the beginning, this has really been a very moving experience for me so far. It's been very cathartic, and also I feel really connected to the women that I'm working with. I'm very proud to be a part of an all-female cast. All of their stories are incredibly powerful and significant, and I think that there is something really beautiful about kind of giving a voice to a lot of stories and history that aren't necessarily in the spotlight all the time and that really deserve to be addressed in our community and in our culture as Middle Eastern American people. And so the experience so far has been really exciting, and I'm very, very excited to see the final product when we perform.
So you're an artist. Do you have any experience with performing, though?
So I'm a visual artist, mostly. I'm also a poet. I have done a little bit of like poetry nights and like reading of my work. But as far as like theater goes, I did a lot of theater in high school, but that was a substantial amount of time ago. So this is not really my forte, but it's been a really fun experience so far, and I'm really just looking forward to seeing how it all comes together.
Are you nervous at all about sharing your story on stage to an audience?
So yeah, I'm a little apprehensive for a plethora of reasons. I think a lot of the stuff that we touch on in our story is very taboo, especially for this community. And there's a lot of stories that are maybe difficult to retell or to relive. And so I'm hoping that it's taken well by the audience, but I'm also looking forward to the prospect of shining a light on a lot of problems that we have in the community that aren't usually talked about, anything from abuse to sexual abuse to addiction, lots of things that we are not readily comfortable with discussing in our community. And I'm really hoping that this all-female cast and our stories really help to maybe speak for a lot of people in the community who have similar experiences, and to shine light on these experiences and why it's okay to give a voice to those things, and how do we work together as a community to kind of overcome those kind of difficult things. So, yeah.
What does it mean to you that the production chose to come to Dearborn for this?
So it's very interesting. I've seen a lot of different people with different motives come to Dearborn trying to cast light one way or another on the community. A lot of those intentions are not always the most admirable. So this was something that I felt like the intention behind it was really like an intrinsically pure intention. And it was really coming from a place of transparency and honesty and openness. And I think that's kind of part of what drew me to the project from the beginning.
Do you guys have anything on your minds that you want to make sure you get a chance to ask?
I don't know.
Anything else we should know about you or how you're feeling about the production?
I would really love for there to be a big turnout. I implore people to please come, even if you're not the kind of person who comes to events like this, or maybe you've never been to the museum, and it's about time you come check it out and see what all the amazing things that are going on here and the very talented people that pass through these doors. I am just really hoping that people maybe come out of their comfort zone too a little bit and come witness, I think, what's going to be a very powerful moment in time and very reflective about the experience of Middle Eastern women as a whole here in this community.
And so could you just elaborate on that a little bit? Why do you want people to come? Why are you hoping they'll come? And what are you hoping specifically they'll take away?
I am hoping that they will see the very rich history and roots behind these women and myself, and to walk away maybe understanding a little bit more about Middle Eastern women, about growing up in Dearborn, about kind of the norms and the cultural mores that you are going to experience here, and to maybe understand that it's really not the kind of place that I think has been portrayed in the media, and that there are real people here with real stories, and those stories are relatable and they translate across many different ethnicities and cultures. And I think we are, if this, our stories can tell anything, it's that we are all connected as one, regardless of background or immigration status or culture or ethnicity. I think we have a lot to learn from each other as people. And so I'm hoping this serves as a mirror as to what, you know, we're all going through as people in general in times like these. So.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thanks.